Move on to number 29, Fall Hunting Forecast and License Sales Update with Director Tom Krishman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Number 29 on your agenda, last item, it's always a pleasure being the last one on the agenda, right? But it's been a great meeting, and I know you've gone through a lot of information, but similar to what Director Van Meteren talked about on the Parks and Recreation side, we too, on the wildlife side, had a very good month in August as well, and it's really nice to see the summer finish strong and going into the fall, which obviously for the Wildlife Division is a big part of our license sales and what happens moving into the future here. So again, I'm just going to go over a few items specifically on the pages there for you, a similar report that you have seen in the past. First off, the first page there has to do with combination licenses. Not a lot of change from the end of this month to the last commission meeting. Certainly we did see a few more combination or senior combination licenses being purchased over the last month, but not a whole lot of change took place with that one at this point in time. And you can see the comparison there in charts going back to December 15, the beginning of the license season, license year through the end of August for 2023 and the previous year. So looking real good as we went through the month of August combination licenses. The next page has to do with the habitat stamp. Again, you can see the revenues and the number of habitat stamps purchased there to date, again, through the month of August. Fairly similar to where we were last year collectively, looking at both residents, non-residents, individually and collectively. So again, things are looking very well right there from the standpoint of habitat stamp. Third page is small game licenses. Again, not a lot of changes from last month, but that's not a big surprise as we're just getting into a lot of the hunting seasons. What I would offer up to you this month, September, is when we're going to really start seeing some changes happen to our small game license sales, whether that's for upcoming upland game seasons beginning with, in particular, the grouse season starting that third weekend of September. And then also a lot of individuals purchasing their licenses, getting prepared for the pheasant hunting season beginning here, not too in the distant future also. One item that I would bring to your attention, migratory bird certifications there on the resident side of it, about 9,500. We really saw a big jump this last month from the report from last month, primarily because of the dove season. Starting on September 1. Had a lot of great reports from the first weekend of dove season, a lot of success out there, a high level of participation, high temperatures, but also resulted in some very high participation and some good success out there with the opening weekend of the dove season. Again, as I said, not a lot of changes from last month, but going over the next couple of months, we're really going to start to see the changes in license sales here, and that will be some of our focus over the next 2 months of reports to you. Next page is fishing licenses. We had a strong month of August of fishing license sales, both on the resident and non-resident side. We saw increases of license sales. When you look at comparison to this time of the year to last year, again, looking really good. They're strong, a lot of participation out there. A lot of excellent fishing opportunities. Walleye bite remained strong and was doing well. And as you can see, probably coincided very well, as Director Van Meteren talked about, having a very busy and successful month of August as well. And no surprise and coincidence, those two go together hand in hand. And when I say I had a strong month of fishing licenses, collectively, between all revenue, about an $800,000 jump there. So it was a fantastic month in August. And then the last page there has some big game licenses. A couple of things I just want to point out to you. Look at resident mentor deer, which would be about the fifth line down or so. Comparison to last year right now, we are just about, you know, close to 1,000 more, 900 to 1,000 more licenses already sold for resident mentor deer hunting. So people are excited about big game season starting again for youth deer hunting. That starts in September as well, and so There's a lot of activity and interest there. Looking down at resident archery antelope, you see about a 300 to 400 increase in comparison to similar time frame of last year, so a high level of interest from our resident archery hunters for the antelope hunting opportunities. And then the last four rows, there are some new information, nothing to compare to last year because that is the new implementation of the non-resident caps on both for archery antelope and archery deer that we as an agency and a commission you finalized here this last year. The 2,200 licenses available for non-resident archery deer that are available on private land but also on the public land. So you can see those 2,200 licenses have gone out, and then the non-resident archery antelope public and private land shows 444 with that cap at 450. So those are going out there, but you can also see the numbers for non-resident archery for private land only for deer are just under 1,000, and private land only for antelope little over 300, and we'll continue to monitor that over the next month or so to see what those numbers look like. As again, this is a new structure now where we have those different license types, where we had a lot of those conversations and discussions about looking at the number of non-resident and resident archery opportunities. So just wanted to provide some of those numbers to you. A couple other final comments and perspectives to share with you. Extremely excited for the month of September starting. This really kicks off the fall hunting season. A lot of folks have been out there already. We already talked about dove hunting, a lot of participation there across the state. A lot of people were excited for that. Archery, deer hunting, and antelope hunting have begun. We've seen a lot of folks out taking advantage of those opportunities. Really excited about where our deer hunting will go this fall. Yes, we had a tough winter, but very encouraging from some of the reports that we're hearing from our staff across the state, landowners, other folks from the public that are getting out there. A lot of deer are being seen. We're seeing a lot of twins. We hear reports of triplets out there in some locations. So really encouraging to hear where those deer numbers might be and anticipating a great fall deer hunting season as well. Big one coming up, obviously, the middle of October will be the pheasant season beginning. Again, there's a lot of excitement out there. Very encouraging to hear comments from landowners, staff, people in the public that in many locations are seeing strong pheasant numbers. This is always an interesting time of the year when you get into August where you have cornfields, sunflower fields, soybean fields that are standing out there, and you kind of go through this lull at times where people are going, geez, I'm just not seeing them anymore. We have the same thing happen every single year, and so let's not press the panic button. There's a lot of habitat standing out there. Those birds are utilizing those agricultural fields and the other habitat that exists out there. But what we did hear and what we did see out there in respect to pheasants, a lot of broods were getting a lot of positive reports from people from many parts of the state, and everything leading to a very optimistic and encouraging fall hunting season here. Last year, we harvested just over 1 million birds. I would see, based on what we're seeing, what we're hearing, we should be heading that same direction. And so there's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of optimism, and looks very good right now. Habitat conditions are fantastic. We've had a lot of rain, good vegetation out there, brood survival, brood habitat was fantastic, and that all leads to optimism and very high encouragement for the fall hunting season, and I think we're really excited about that. You heard Nick talking about the water levels, and we've had a lot of rain across South Dakota in many places that we typically don't get that type of rain in the month of August. And so in many places, water conditions look good. We would have fully anticipate that our waterfowl hunting should be very, very good this fall as well, whether it's from local birds or when migration occurs. So looking forward to a fantastic fall of waterfowl hunting opportunities as well. So encouraging things out there right now. We're excited for all the fall hunting seasons to begin. Probably the last season that I would mention, and it's very encouraging as John Canta talked to you earlier about the contingency licenses for elk. We've had wonderful moisture out in the Black Hills. Habitat conditions look fantastic. Elk numbers look strong. We've seen over the past several years, recruitment's been very well. We'll be doing those types of surveys coming up for both elk, deer, antelope in the next month or two to come. We'll get some more of that information, but certainly from a hunting perspective, that season's setting up to be fantastic as well, and really excited for our hunters to get out there and enjoy the opportunities that exist in front of them. So looking forward to a great fall. The month of September really kicks things off for us, so we're excited about hunting and looking forward to the next 3 to 4 months and the opportunities in front of us. So, Madam Chair, with that, I'd sure try to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions for Director Kirschman or comments? Looks like we have a good hunting season ahead of us.
Absolutely.
Good luck to all of those that are going to be going out and about. And with that, that brings us to the last item on our agenda. We are to the solicitation of agenda items. If anyone has anything that they would like to submit to be on the agenda for the upcoming commission, now's the time. Before we say goodbye and give final words to our secretary, a happy birthday to one of our own commissioners, Commissioner Whitmire. It's his birthday today, so happy birthday, sir.
Thank you.
And with that, Secretary, if you have any final comments.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and just wanted to thank the commission. I know we had a pretty aggressive, long agenda here this past meeting. Great work, and first off, though, great work to all the staff. Excellent presentations throughout, just like always, and just a lot of great information to be shared with our publics, and very, very proud to be a part of this team. So thank you, staff, for all your hard work. It is with a heavy heart, though, that I have to announce that our senior staff attorney sitting across from me, this will be his last commission meeting. So he's moving on to the Board of Regents, and we wish him the best of luck in his new adventure. But we are going to miss Mr. John Kutilnik very greatly, and we are certainly hoping to find somebody to fill his big shoes. So, John, just a public thank you from all of us at Team GF&P. So thank you, and give John a round of applause. I just want to acknowledge him. Last but not least, it is fall. It is my favorite time of year. We just went camping over Labor Day weekend with the kiddos and had a lot of fun. We didn't melt, but we were close to melting with the heat. But looking forward to the fall hunting seasons ahead. An old saying from John Muir, "The mountains are calling, I must go." I'm feeling that urge. So it's definitely that time of year, and I just want to wish everybody a happy and safe and fun fall hunting season. Enjoy our state parks as well. There's some phenomenal opportunities in our state parks this fall season with the leaves turning colors, and just a lot to be thankful for and just a lot to look forward to. So get outdoors with your family and friends and enjoy those great South Dakota outdoor resources. So thank you, Madam Chair. Back to you.
Very good. Our next commission meeting will take place October 4th and 5th. In Deadwood. After that, we'll be in Rapid City in November, so we look forward to seeing and hearing from everyone. Thanks again to all of the GF&P staff who've provided information. It's a lot of work that goes into it, and all of us up here do appreciate it. Best of luck to you, John. With that, we do need a motion to adjourn and a second.
So moved.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, we are adjourned.